Hey there, this is the His Beloved podcast with Kendra Bartlett and Megan Copeland, and we are so glad you are here. Hey friends, welcome back. I'm Megan, and we have such a sweet episode for you today. Oh my goodness, my little heart is just overflowing. I went back and listened to this one as I was editing, and it's just, it brings me so much joy. So we have a dear friend on the podcast. Her name is Roxana Garcia. We call her Roxy, and she is a mom in our community. Our girls are all really good friends, and we have just watched her let the Lord ignite something in her heart that she didn't even really know existed, call her into something that sounded terrifying, and say yes to him. And little by little, she described it to me as if he was holding her hand and just saying, let's go, and being so gentle with her. And so we wanted her to share this story on the podcast because we felt like a lot of you maybe being called into something that sounds scary, or there's a burning passion in your heart that the Lord's inviting you to step into, and you feel like, I am totally unequipped for that. I have no idea how to make that happen, Lord. And he's saying, I never asked you to know how to make it happen. I just asked you to trust me. And her story is such a beautiful example of that. Also, she randomly, like, I don't even know how we got to this point in the story, tells us the story of how she met her husband. And Kendra and I are floored. Like, it's such a great story. And we've been friends for years and had never heard it before. And what she's been called into is learning about theology of the body. Now, theology of the body is the writings of John Paul II. And he gave them in Wednesday audiences over a long period of time. And it's these writings on love and marriage and human sexuality and the way that God designed the human bodies and how we are meant to honor one another and to love one another and to see love as a gift that we are to receive and not to take. And there's all these beautiful teachings of chastity and just honoring one another. And it's beautiful for marriage, but it's also wonderful for teenagers and for, you know, college students to learn about. And so the Lord really put that on Roxy's heart a few years ago. And it's just been fun to see what he's doing. All right. Well, I'm so excited for you to hear from our sweet friend, Roxy. Hello, friends. Welcome back to His Beloved podcast. Hi. Hey, Kendra.
I want to say hi. Hi.
Hi. We are here with our sweetest friend. Like, she's just the most precious thing you've ever seen. Roxy Garcia. Roxy, say hi.
Hi, everyone.
This is Roxy's first podcast.
Ever. This feels so fancy.
But we invited her for a reason. And she's not sure that, like, she agrees that
we should have invited her. She's not convinced.
She's not convinced.
But we have seen God move in her life in incredible ways. And we just are, you know, we want her to share her story. So
yeah,
thank you.
And she's so great because I feel like so many of you are going to see yourselves in Roxy and in her story and feel connected to the Lord because of the way she has seen his goodness in her life. So
yeah.
Thank you.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
But we promised her that we would break her in slowly.
Yeah. So we're going to do silly questions. And I was so excited because we haven't done these in a while.
I was thinking, I don't know when the last time was we did silly questions. So if you're new to this podcast, maybe you joined us during Advent. This is how we usually start. Kendra asks crazy questions sometimes. And sometimes they're more chill questions.
These are a little more chill.
I figured you'd probably go more chill with Roxy because she's just such a like tender heart.
Thank you. She's staring at my list. She's trying to
what
read
are you
it
gonna
ahead
ask?
Of time.
You know what, though, Roxy, sometimes I'm nervous about what Kendra's going to ask. So yeah, you have full
I see
reason to be nervous there.
It's pretty fun. I'm like, ha ha ha.
Sometimes she just tries to shock me, I think.
I do. Okay.
But I don't feel like she'll do that to you.
Okay.
Because nobody wants to like shock Roxy and scare Roxy.
Yeah, no. Okay, you ready?
Ready,
okay.
I think.
If you can pick any animal in the world to tame and make as your pet.
Oh my goodness.
What would it be? You can cuddle it. You can snuggle it.
Probably a lion.
Oh, yes.
Have your very own Aslan.
That's a good answer.
I love that. Snuggle your face in his mane.
Just not be afraid that he's going to do something to me.
Yes. Right? That sounds fun.
That's a good answer.
Those big
I love
paws
that.
Look so snuggly.
Yes.
Big lion paws.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather color your hair neon or have a gold tooth?
Oh, my goodness.
What? How do you come up with these questions? Okay.
They just pop into her brain. Goodness. It's a gift.
These I Googled.
You Googled. Okay. Yeah, sometimes she comes up with some crazy ones.
I think color my hair neon. Which because like the tooth, like it would stay there forever. But that's hair grows.
Oh, that's so true.
You can dye it back.
Plus, yeah, that would be weird, but my kids would love it. Well, yeah. Half of them would love it. Half of them would be like, this is so embarrassing.
I know. Right. I got my hair cut this week and I came home and it's not short. It's like, how long is it? It's past my shoulders.
It's a couple inches past your shoulders.
But yeah, I cut off like probably 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah, you did.
And I got the color done again. And I walked in and I said, Tessa, do you like my hair? And she goes, yeah, but it's really short and people are going to think you're a boy. And I was like, it's not that short. And then she said it again another time. And then she goes, so people can just change their hair if they want to.
Oh no.
They can just like
hide the scissors, Megan.
She goes, so they can just like cut it off or like change the color. I think it like she couldn't like wrap her brain around the fact that my hair did not look like it did.
Yeah.
Like she was not having it.
That is so funny.
She's like, put it back.
That is aww. So put it back on, mom.
Yes.
That's so sweet. That's so funny. Okay. So you're from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And whenever you go back to visit, mm-hmm. what is something you really look forward to eating? Mm.
Oh, that's a good question.
Corn, like street corn.
Yes. Yum.
Yeah. I love like the real elote from the, like the plaza. They uh-huh. have like little carts there uh-huh. and you can like buy corn, like the real corn. The white one, it's like here it's like yellow.
Yeah.
Over there it's white more corn. White and it tastes less sweet. Uh-huh. And then you put like lime and chile and mayonnaise and butter and cheese.
Oh,
it's
yummy.
So good.
That's so good.
Yeah. Mm. And then also there's this like yogurt ice cream that I really like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That like it's frozen yogurt, but it tastes different than the frozen yogurt here. Uh-huh. So yeah, those two things.
Oh, that's super fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last one. You're doing so good.
Aww.
What book have you read recently that you could recommend?
Oh, wow. You should have prepared me for that question.
Oh, sorry.
You know what? I know. Well, I just finished Love and Responsibility by John Paul II.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would recommend that one to everyone because it's very intense. Like, it's great. If you can read it because it's so, so good. And he's so amazing. But I think maybe, I was reading The Read of God. During Advent.
You were.
Uh-huh. And it's a beautiful book. Like, I've never read anything. Like, her writing is very, like, unique. Like, she writes in, like, with, like, poetry style. Mm.
Is that Carol Hauslander or something like that?
Yeah. And it's beautiful. It talks a lot about Mary and her life with Jesus. Yeah. Mm. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that. Cool. One other thing.
Mm-hmm. What?
I love the way you say my daughter's name with your accent.
Which one?
Show everybody. Philomena.
See,
you didn't really? I love your accent. It's so beautiful.
Thank
I just
you.
Want to listen to it.
I'm trying to not be self-conscious about my self-conscious. How do you say
it? I can't say that word either.
Yeah, okay, good.
I can't. Self-conscious. Is it conscious?
Conscience? I don't know.
Well, conscience.
I'm trying not to
that
be that.
Word, mm-mm.
Hold on. No, you sound beautiful. You don't need to be self-conscious
word and
at all.
Like drawers. I can't say that word. Like I can't. So don't ask me to say it.
Okay.
That's awesome. All right. So the reason we wanted to invite Roxy today is she's just kind of been on this journey of learning to trust the Lord and falling in love with different parts of Catholic teaching and just letting him kind of lead her very gently into something that she never thought was on her radar. Like, just did you ever think you would be like learning all of this and teaching people?
No,
and,
never. No.
And I believe very, very, very strongly that Roxy has a teaching anointing that God has put on her. And it's super fun because we're watching her like step into this for the first time and watching it kind of like transform her heart. And she's kind of like two steps forward, one step back. She's like, no, I don't want to do this. And then she's like, okay, Lord, I will say yes. And so we just wanted her to kind of share some of her faith life with us and where she is. Roxy's a mom of 5 kids and just like us, like teenagers down to babies, which is super fun. Mm. So tell us a little bit about like how I want to hear your story about you've told me a little bit before about when you met Gerardo and how that like transformed your faith life, meeting him. Mm-hmm. And you had like a conversion during that time, right?
Well, a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. So or where should I start?
Strengthening like, your faith life, right?
Yeah, for sure. Strengthening. Yeah. So should I start like when I was a little girl? Or
whatever you want to say.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just, yeah. So I was born in Mexico, in Monterrey. And my parents got divorced when I was two. My mom and I went to live to Laredo. And then we moved to the U.S. side of the border, Laredo, Texas. And then there, through friends, I met Gerardo, my now husband. And let's see. So I was a senior in high school when we met.
You were that young?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't. So, okay. So the other day.
In college.
Yeah. Oh, so the other day sweet. I was talking to Livy, and Livy's good friends with Roxy's daughter, Roxy. And she was like, yeah, Roxy's mom. How old are you? She was like, she's super young. And I was like, no, she's not. And she was like, yes, she is. And I was doing the math. How old are you?
37.
But Roxy is 15.
Yeah. So I was, I got married when I was 20.
Okay. I was like, she must have gotten married young.
I turned 21 in my honeymoon, actually.
You did?
Oh, wow.
Because I got married young. And I got married at 22 and you got married young. So like, you're younger than us, then you really got married young.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was like, you're wrong.
But Gerardo,
she was like, no, I'm not, mom.
Gerardo is 8 years older than me.
Okay. 8 years old. Because that was what was throwing me off too. I was like, no, Gerardo was like, he was at A&M. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Wow. So, yeah.
Okay, I want to hear this story. Get into
I know.
Detail.
I don't
Let's
think
go.
I've heard this part of the story.
So we met and I was in high school and he was already like working in Austin and
everything. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But like right away, there was something special about him.
Yeah.
And I consider myself like I was very mature for my age. Mm-hmm. We started talking on the phone first and then one day because he was living in Austin, I was in Laredo. And then he was like, I'm going to go to Laredo, visit my parents. Do you want to meet? And I'm like, okay, I was so nervous, like meeting like for the first time in person after talking on the phone.
Wait. Back up.
Wasn't it something with your cousin, like knew him or something? Is that right?
So
how did y'all
cousin,
get to talking on the phone before meeting?
Y'all want details.
He lives in Austin.
I love
okay,
I love
so
like this.
His cousin, Lorena, saludos a Lorena. I'm going to start switching to Spanish.
That's okay.
So his cousin, Lorena, told me, like, I have a cousin that you need to meet.
Yeah.
And she had been my teacher in the past in high school. So she kind of got to know me a little bit. And so I was like, okay. So she asked for my permission to give him my number.
Uh-huh.
So I asked my mom's permission. Uh-huh. Can she give him my number? And then I was like, well, I trusted her.
Yeah.
I knew she was a good person. I knew if she was saying that you need to meet him, that meant something, right? So then that's how he got my number. And then he called me and we talked on the phone for like 2 weeks before meeting.
Oh my
in
gosh,
person.
That is so sweet.
Yeah. I'm like mind blown a little bit.
Me
like,
too. Really? Y'all are so sweet.
No, because like you have such a beautiful, holy marriage. Like he is the sweetest. Y'all are so sweet together. Your family is just gorgeous. I'm like, as a mom, I'm like 8 years older. Like, would I have said yes to that?
Right,
like, I just feel like there has to be this like Holy Spirit. Like his cousin knew, like the Lord must have put it on her heart and your mom was open to it. And y'all were both like, the Lord must have been just really orchestrating something powerful
My
for that to happen.
My mom says that when Lorena told me and I told my mom that he's what you're looking for. My mom knew exactly what Lorena meant because I had talked with my mom, like, what kind of husband I want. And she says that she was like, oh, I hope she finds that type of man, right? That she's describing because there's not a lot of them out there. So she knew like, okay, I think I can trust Lorena. Yeah.
Wow.
That is so
really
sweet.
Cool.
I love that so much.
It's so funny when you're on this podcast because it's like people we've known forever. We've
right.
never heard like,
I
didn't know
idea.
This.
I so thought y'all met in college. Okay. Keep going.
So sweet. Y'all are so sweet.
okay. So I met for the first time in person.
In person. And I don't know if I should tell this story in the podcast, but I say it when I talk about our story in like talks or whatever. So I should probably say it. And it's fine. So I didn't know, like, I wanted him to be cute, right? Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. Physical appearance is important. It physical is. Attraction.
Oh, yeah, and this is, like,
you
before
know what
the
was
internet.
On my list for my husband? He had to be taller than me.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah, you couldn't, like, text each other pictures or anything.
No.
Like, that wasn't a thing back then.
No. Wow. I feel so old.
There's a lot of
no.
trust in this. I'm really impressed by
flip phones, people, no
yeah.
pictures.
Yeah, I didn't even have that. Well, yeah. she's younger than me, so maybe you did.
Yeah, maybe you did. Well, I had a cell phone, but it didn't send, like, pictures.
No.
Yeah. And so he, my mom, like, he came and my mom was like, okay, go upstairs. He has to come in and wait for you. Like,
that's so
very,
cute.
Yes, like,
that.
Very like that. And I agree, like, that's good, right?
Yeah.
And then she opened the door, he came in, and I was upstairs and I could hear everything. And then my mom was like, okay, sit here, I'll go get her. Like, you wait here. And then my mom is like, walking up the stairs, and I was so nervous.
Oh my gosh, I bet.
And I was like, how do I explain this? Because people can't see. I was like doing like hand motions, like, what do you think? Right? Yeah. Like, and she gives me that two thumbs up, like, and I was like, okay, if my mom thinks he's cute, then I'm good.
Then we're good.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So sweet.
So, yeah. And then we went on our first date, and we went for some ice cream.
That's cute.
Very sweet and very innocent and yeah. very, I don't know, very good.
Wow.
And yeah, and there was something special right away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. And yeah. you guys went on your honeymoon in Rome, right?
Yes. So we got married like 3 years later. I graduated high school. Uh-huh. He came to the prom with me.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
I know. So weird. But yeah, that. Now that I think about it, I'm like, what was I thinking? I was so young. But
all the girls, I'm sure, like, oh,
yeah.
Look at him. He's older than her. Go yeah. Roxy.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And so I came to Austin and I went to UT to mm-hmm. study, and we got married like at the middle of my, I don't know, how do you say it? Like college
okay.
studies
yeah,
yeah, yeah. or whatever.
Yeah.
My dad was like, you better finish studying even after you get married.
Uh-huh.
Cause like, why should we wait longer? Like we knew yeah. we wanted yeah. to get married.
Yeah.
He had a job, like he was very ready. And I like, I don't know, maybe I could have been like, oh, I want to work and have my own money or whatever before getting married. Mm-hmm. But I knew my life was with him, and mm-hmm. I truly felt that God was leading me to just marry him. Mm-hmm. And so I had a lot of peace marrying young.
That's beautiful. So you graduated mm-hmm. from UT?
I did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm
an Aggie.
Y'all are Aggies.
So
like, just
Aggies and Montfarts can get along, huh?
Well, and he was already an Aggie before you went there. That's crazy.
Yeah. So when I was still in UT, at UT, whatever, mm-hmm. When I was still there, I started going to the football, A&M football games.
You did.
Because he is like,
he's real into
he has maroon blood.
Yes.
He was in the yeah. core at A&M, everything. And so I started loving the Aggies more yeah. than the Longhorns. So
that's so yeah. funny. What did you study at UT?
Youth and community studies.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Good. So I graduated from UT with Roxy, my first daughter, in my arms.
Wow.
So
I
did it. Yeah, I did it.
That's sweet.
Even with a baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Superwoman.
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive.
And see, I love this because we start and we're like, we don't know what we're going to talk about. And then the Lord like does that.
Yeah.
Like here, Roxy's going to tell this awesome story and we're going to be blown away. It's super fun. Yeah. Very
so
cool.
Mm. So going from there mm-hmm. and now you have a deep heart and love for theology of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that develop along the way? Was mm-hmm. it something that's always been etched in your heart and you're like, oh, this has been there and now it's time to, you know, water mm-hmm. the seeds or, mm-hmm. you know, what's been your journey with that?
That's a good question. I was thinking about this, like preparing, mm-hmm. quote unquote, because you can't really prepare for a podcast because I had no idea what you were going to ask me. But I was like,
either.
Okay, what's the journey, right?
Yeah.
And so growing up with divorced parents, I mm-hmm. never knew what like a good marriage
yeah.
looked like. Mm-hmm. Like I had my grandparents and aunts and uncles, but like I didn't live with that, right, in my own house. Mm-hmm. And so, but I always knew I wanted something different for myself. I wanted like a family with, I wanted to create a family, to form a family with parents that loved each other and, mm-hmm. and give that to my kids. I just had that in my heart always. And so when Gerardo and I were dating, he gave me the book Good News About Sex and Marriage by yeah. Christopher West. Mm-hmm. When my mom saw that book, she was like, what did he give you?
You're like, no, mom, it's a good thing. Trust me.
Yes, yes. I was like, so mom, funny. It's yeah. church teaching. It's okay.
Yeah.
Of course. And she was like, fine with it. Right.
That's but, amazing.
Uh-huh. And so when I read it, it all makes sense because I went to Catholic school my whole life, but they never explained like, or not that I remember, mm-hmm. that the whys behind the church's teachings. And so in this book I read and I was like, perfect. This makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
Like I can embrace that. And Gerardo, he loved the teaching as well. And so
can I ask specifically what mm-hmm. pieces of the teaching that you're referring to that really stood out to you at that age? Was it like, being open to life? Mm-hmm. Was it, you know, chastity? Like what were some things that really,
both of those.
Okay. I wish Chris would have given me that book just because with it, the church's teaching on contraception is hard.
It is.
It is yeah. a very difficult yeah. one to succumb to. And for me, succumb, that's probably the wrong word, whatever.
Yeah.
But for me growing up, just going to church cause I had to type of thing. Like I also wasn't taught teachings mm-hmm. of the church and the beauty of church teachings with surrounding those things. Mm-hmm. And so I was a Catholic that was like all about birth control and mm-hmm. limiting children and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Before we got married and before I even met him. But of course through our dating and he would tell me these things like, oh, okay, that sounds good. But to have that book, that would be very helpful.
Mm,
yeah. Dating 101.
Read yeah.
the end of the book.
Yeah.
Or read it together.
Yes, yes. I also read the book Life Giving Love by Kimberly Hahn.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
Okay.
And that gave me like a different perspective on motherhood mm-hmm. and just the beauty of being a woman and just seeing motherhood as something important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something holy, right? Not, you don't have to like go out and have like a big career and have the world applaud you.
Yeah.
To like do important things.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing something very important yeah. in your own home, being a good mm-hmm. wife. And yeah. So
that's good.
Yeah.
That's
good. I don't know where
what
to
were
go from
about
this.
Before I asked you that question.
You were talking about how you fell in love with theology of the body.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So he gave me that book and that was my first like encounter mm-hmm. with a TOB. And then, so when I was in high school, I always loved sharing like good news with people. I think mm-hmm. like what I'm doing right now with like giving talks or teaching classes, mm-hmm. Like I already had it back in high school mm-hmm. because I was part of an organization and we, organized like conferences and we would hire speakers and they would come.
That's
and
cool.
I just like my heart would get, how do you say
filled.
It? On fire and filled. Yeah. I would, yeah. So I had that in my heart already. And then Gerardo gave me that book. But then like we got married and we had beautiful children. So we started applying, right, what the mm-hmm. TOB teaches. So many years after, we already had 4 kids, actually. Okay. And then my friend Gabby, saludos a Gabby, she introduced me to like more of like the church's teachings on like women, like mm-hmm. the feminine genius and all that. And then we were doing like an Endow study together. And there I met Tanya Swartz.
Mm, yeah.
And she told me about the TOB Institute in Philadelphia. I had no idea that institute existed.
Yeah.
And so when she told me about it, like my heart just like there was like a fire in my heart. You know, that passage of the Bible where the, I don't remember who it was, but it was like they were walking with Jesus and then
the road
he,
to Emmaus.
And then he broke the bread. And then when he left, they were like, wasn't our heart burning within us?
Yeah.
And that's what I feel when I learn about the TOB.
That's the Holy Spirit. Yeah. It's beautiful.
I think so too. That is the Holy Spirit. And so I wanted to go to the TOB Institute. And Gerardo was like super supportive. But I'm like, okay, if I go and take a class, like, what am I going to use it for? Mm-hmm. Like, because it's expensive and it's a week away from your family, right, in another state. And he was always like, just do it for yourself and just do it. And I'm sure you're going to be able to use it in the future with our children. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, so no pressure. Like, I don't have to come back and like, I'll do all these things. I'm just doing it for myself and for my family. So I went to, for the first time, this is like a huge other story, but anyway, my sister-in-law came with me. Saludos, Clarissa.
Fresh with your shout out.
I feel like I'm like a radio show.
You're so
when
cute.
I was a little girl, I used to pretend I was the host of a radio show.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Oh, oh my gosh, did I just say
interesting.
That?
You're good.
And so we went together and that was like huge because I'm very, like very, insecure at times. And she's all like, let's do this. Like she goes all out.
That's awesome.
So she's a psychologist. And so she could actually use these teachings and apply them to her career.
That's great.
And so she came with me and it was amazing. Like it changed my life and, like the rest is history because I've been taking course after course and I'm just like, I have one course left and then two projects and then I'm going to be certified with the Institute.
That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
Wow. I'm excited. It's been 5 years, almost six.
Yeah.
It's been a long journey, but it's been beautiful. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
God has used this journey to like heal me, heal my wounds. And when I came back from the first talk, I was from the first class, I was like okay, I want to like I feel like I found the pearl of great price. And I wanted to like share it with everyone. But then I was like, I don't know how to. I'm not ready. I can't explain yet what I just heard. And Christopher West always talks about being in a Marian posture before going and being in a Petrine posture. Like first receive, open up, receive, and then God will tell you when to go. Like it's time. And I knew it wasn't time. It was part of my insecurity, but also part of like now I know a lot of healing that I had to go through. And so lately the past few months, I feel like God has been like, okay, it's time. So yeah,
that's really cool.
I love it so much. Story. So she's started to feel more like the Lord is calling her to something, right? Like you weren't really sure what it was, but you knew you had this like beautiful gift of knowledge and you wanted to share it. And she's mentioned already probably on the podcast even that the language barrier is a little bit of a fear, right? And speaking in front of people is a fear. So you have this like kind of like, you're stuck in this in between of like, I think the Lord's calling me to something. He's given me these words, but I don't know how to say them. Like you almost remind me of like Moses, like standing at the burning bush. And he's like, but I stutter. I don't know how to speak. And the Lord's like, I'm going to give you this staff and it's going to be okay. And you're going to do it. You can do it. And I'm going to give you Aaron and we're going to make history happen here. Like, I almost feel like that's like where you are. That was from the Lord, by the way. That was not from me. and so as part of the process, in order to practice speaking, what did you do? This is my favorite part of the story.
You're so sweet. So,
because we're just like cheering her on behind the scenes. Yes, we're like, go, Roxy, go.
you meant the Instagram thing, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So like I've mentioned, it was like a long journey of healing. And actually, I was going to therapy. Last year, because like one of our kids was going through like medical difficulties. Mm. You know, the Lord just works in the cross, yes. right? Like a resurrection comes always. Like something good comes from the hard things we're going through.
Oh, I love that. The Lord works in the cross. So when you're struggling, things feel really hard, a resurrection will come. Something beautiful will come.
Yeah, he was cooking something. Yeah. Right? So he wanted me to go to therapy, and I learned a lot of things. I learned I needed healing from a lot of things. And after that, thanks be to God, like something in me like opened up, woke up, okay, I can do things, like I can do this, right? And so so I had already been helping with a mother-daughter retreat, giving a talk there. But I would always get so nervous, and I knew I wanted to teach more and share the message, but I hated feeling so nervous.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I need to do something that is really scary and just conquer that fear, right?
Yeah.
So I started posting videos on Instagram of myself. And that is something that I would have, like, 3 years ago, if you had told me you were going to be posting on Instagram videos of yourself talking, I would have been like, there's no way. Like, not at all. I was so embarrassed. Like, So my first like Instagram story, I started doing it to practice for a talk that I had coming up. Mm-hmm. And it actually worked.
It did. It helped. It totally did.
Yeah, it helped me. And yeah, if you see, and then I started like doing reels, and if you see my first reels, I would always start with to practice public speaking today.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this or that. Now it's just for fun, because I realized I like it. Like I enjoy like recording myself, and like now I try to make the videos more like informational, like have people learn at least one thing.
I have learned how to make my guacamole better. Yeah, I told you that.
I learned how to make rice. But you also teach about Jesus too.
Yeah. So it's a combination of everything, like cooking and like church teaching. And I don't really have like an agenda. I just do it for fun and to practice, because I do feel like it helps me whenever I go out there and stand in front of an audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was so fun though, like from our side, is I didn't know you were doing that. And then you just posted the very first one. I knew you were wanting to speak. I knew that was like brewing in your heart. But when you posted the first one and you're like, okay, I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, this is maybe the craziest thing I've ever done in my whole life, but I'm going to try. And it was almost like the Lord had given you, like he'd put something on your heart. And it was like, that sounds awful, but I want to try it anyways.
Yeah.
And then you were very timid in the beginning, right? Like, I'm just doing this to learn how public speaking. And then like, it was really cute, like what you said the first time. And I was like, oh, Roxy, like, good job. And I think you like created this atmosphere of like, we're just going to cheer for Roxy. Like, cause you were trying something new and scary.
Yeah.
And so then of course you had this like beautiful reception of the people that love you. Right.
Yeah.
And then like after a while, like you really got good at it. And my kids, you know, they're Instagram connoisseurs. They know what's good quality and what's not. They were like, Roxy's so great at this. Aww. Like, tell Miss Roxy, we love her videos. How would they say? There was some name they would say for you. They're like, oh, Miss Roxy slays or something like that. They were like, she's like the best. Like, just thought you were so cute, but you
that
were.
So
and like,
sweet.
You could see this. And it was so funny because it was something as silly as like Instagram videos.
Yeah.
And that doesn't sound like anything like super profound, but you could see the Lord working in it. Mm-hmm. And there was like this light coming into you, and then like this joy. And it was like, you could almost see you come out of the shell and like, like into this gifting that you had through these like silly little cooking videos or talking. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it was such a fun way to see the Lord plant a seed and grow something beautiful in your heart.
Thank you. Thank you. You've always been so supportive. It's a hard balance, right? Like, I have a love-hate relationship with social media.
Right. Yeah.
Like, my kids don't use it. I'm like, I'm not going to give it to them for as long as I can.
Yeah.
And I try to limit myself too, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's a whole other conversation, but yeah, like, and then I struggled with like, I don't want to get all the attention, right? Like, it's not for me. Like, I'm not doing this to gain popularity. Right. Yeah.
But you can tell that comes across without you even.
Right.
You think so? Okay,
oh,
good.
100%.
That's what's so genuine about it.
It's like this gentle humility.
Yes.
Like, I just want to talk with you today. Mm. Like, it's really sweet.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, during that time, you started to kind of feel like some attack on that calling too, didn't you? Like you, like all of a sudden these kind of lies started popping into your head of like, oh, you're just doing this for you kind of things, right?
Yeah. So I would hear like, you're just doing this to get attention. Mm-hmm. Or you're like, who are you? That's a big mm-hmm. one. Like for me, I was like thinking.
Like, who are you to say these things?
Who are you to like be teaching mm-hmm. things about the church?
Mm-hmm. It's almost like an imposter syndrome. Like you're not, you don't fit this role. This is not who you're supposed to be. Uh-huh. Yeah. Man, the Lord doesn't do that. The enemy loves that one, doesn't he?
Oh yeah. And I like coming from a lot of insecurities and like having to get a lot of courage to do what I was doing. I definitely believed the lies.
Mm-hmm. Which is so funny because those are so opposite of you. Like of all people in the world to be doing something for attention, it's not Roxy Garcia. Like but do you know what I mean? Like even if it's a crazy outlandish lie, sometimes mm-hmm. he plants them in just the right way so we believe him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely.
Crafty.
And so, I think that's when I texted one of you or something and then y'all have helped me a lot to like realize it's a lie mm-hmm. and don't believe it.
Don't believe it. When you believe the lies, you empower the liar. We're not doing that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and I think he was trying to steal that joy from you and steal this newfound like passion that the Lord had put mm-hmm. in you.
And the thing with the Instagram thing is that that's not my goal, right?
Right.
To like,
that's not the end.
Have a million followers, but to use that confidence for like real life talks,
right?
Conversations, classes. Yeah. So that's always been in my mind. Like, okay, this is not that important. I'm just using, quote unquote, the app,
mm-hmm.
Right? The technology to practice for the real thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Question just popped in my head. Can we back up a little bit? So after you went to your first week-long conference mm-hmm. with TOB, and there was no pressure, and you and Gerardo talked about like just using it in your motherhood with mm-hmm. the kids. Mm-hmm. How did that transform your motherhood? And how did it change the way you said things or conversations mm-hmm. you had with your kids?
It was little by little. Mm-hmm. So 6 months after the first class, I went back to take TOB2. Uh-huh. I was like,
that's awesome.
I'm going to do this. And I think it's been little by little, but definitely now that I have teenagers, it has helped me to help them mm-hmm. In how they see themselves, in not believing some of the lies mm-hmm. they believe or we all believe, right? And I think it's going to continue helping me in the future with, like, tougher conversations.
Yeah.
And just, like, it gives me the confidence to, like I know what I'm talking about when I talk with them about the difficult topics mm-hmm. of, like, the church's teachings on, like, human sexuality, human love. And so... yeah, it's a lot about the confidence that it gives me mm-hmm. to talk with them or when they have tough questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it kind of becomes like a way of life too. This is just kind of, it becomes like part of your family culture in a way mm-hmm. of like, this is how we operate. Mm-hmm. And I find myself sometimes I have a really hard time wrapping my brain around theology of the body. We didn't even say what theology of the body was or TOB when we started this podcast.
Oh, sorry, that's true. Yeah.
So maybe I'll put that in the intro. But sometimes I have a hard time wrapping my brain around theology of the body. I love it. I think it's beautiful. And I always, always want to learn more. Mm-hmm. Always. But it's not my calling. And I know mm-hmm. that because when I go in and try to study it, I don't remember it. And the Lord's like, nope, it's not what I called you to teach about. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I find myself going, okay, so what exactly is theology of the body? Mm-hmm. And then I realize, oh, this is just the culture of our family. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like it's what we've been teaching since they were little bitty kids. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we put theology of the body on this like weird pedestal where it's like, okay, well, I'll teach them that when they're teenagers.
No.
But it's so much a part of when they're little, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a constant conversation with them.
Like the dignity of the human person.
Your body is beautiful mm-hmm. and you are beautiful and God loves you like since the beginning, since they are little. And to also always leave the conversation open. Like they can come back to us to ask all the questions. I've been there.
Yeah.
So please come to me because I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a powerful teaching that is so... Yeah.
It's so needed.
It's not widely understood.
And I'm still trying to understand it after like many courses with the Institute. Mm-hmm. And another thing I love about it is like it invites you to go from head to heart. Mm. Like, because you can hear it all in your head and know how to explain it, but you have to change your heart. It has to go to your heart. Mm-hmm. And so I think all this time that's what I've been doing, mm-hmm. letting it transform my heart. And then when I teach it, it comes from the heart. It's more genuine, yeah. right? Yes. Not just like ABC, 1, 2, 3. This is yeah. the definitions, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, and then for you as this like person who's stepping into something new and scary, mm-hmm. if you're speaking from your heart versus speaking from your head, there's less room for the enemy to come in and be like, well, you said that wrong. You don't know what you're talking about mm-hmm. because you're just speaking from a place of genuineness, mm-hmm. right? You're not trying to be this like, I'm the professor in the room. Mm-hmm. Like you're speaking with the gifting that God gave you mm-hmm. versus trying to be somebody you're not, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're, and that comes across more effectively to the people who hear mm-hmm. you too, because they know mm-hmm. it's from your heart.
Right.
And that's powerful. So the fact that you even like the Lord put that on your heart and you're stepping into it, I think
yeah.
is beautiful.
Yeah. I had a sweet moment with one of the girls. So this past weekend I went to DC and we took like 16-year-olds, to the March for Life. And we had the moment to go into the Smithsonian, the art museum and like statues and paintings, Renoir and like incredible art. And one of the girls, she was like, Mrs. Bartlett, why are there so many naked bodies?
Was that my child?
No, okay, good. No, it was not.
And she probably would have just said it loudly.
We're not used to that here.
But the thing is, like, that's art and it's beauty. And I felt like the Holy Spirit what I said was that, you know, our bodies are beautiful and they're a reflection of our Creator, and the world has distorted that for us to see mm-hmm. bodies in art and feel like experience the shame, right? Mm-hmm. That Adam and Eve felt mm-hmm. at the fall, and to experience like, oh, they should be covered up. Why are we seeing that? It's bad. You know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's something that, like with theology of the body, just going from your head to your heart, there is this transformation that takes place. Mm-hmm. Cause I noticed that with myself too, to where those little conversations pop up and like, no, but our bodies are good. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It was really sweet. And she kind of had like this, oh, it was really sweet.
That's beautiful. I love how Christopher West talks about beauty so much.
Yeah.
He's so good at like capturing the beauty of God's creation marriage and love, and almost to the point sometimes where you're like, oh, that's a lot. Like that's more than I can handle. Christopher, slow down a little bit, but it's just, it's so beautiful.
Saludos to Christopher West.
He's totally, totally a listener of this podcast.
Yes.
That's so funny. I love him so much. Okay. So back to the story. Yeah. So after that, so now you're doing some teaching and mm-hmm. you're saying yes. Uh-huh. And how is that going?
Great.
You're teaching a group of high schoolers mm-hmm. on Sunday.
So I'm helping Father Enrique. Saludos, Father Enrique.
You're cracking me up.
On Sundays, at his parish. And we're almost done. We're using that curriculum from Ascension Press. It's called You. Mm-hmm. And it's been amazing. Like, it's that what I love about this curriculum is that it's 10 sessions. So because one thing is like to go a talk about the theology of the body and hear like this and that. And you're like, yeah, this is cool. This is great. I love it. But then you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like,
right, yeah.
It doesn't really like take root.
Yeah. Like Jason Everett says so much information in mm-hmm. 45 minutes that you're kind of mind blown at the end.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. You can't like process all mm-hmm. this beauty that he's just thrown at you.
Mm-hmm. And so here it's like, okay, we're starting from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like go to the roots. So we have 10 sessions and we're on session 8, I think, or 9 next week. And it's been so good for me too. Like I've learned so much. And at first, honestly, it was kind of scary, like having to teach high schoolers.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know. It's like, I don't know.
High schoolers can be scary.
Yes.
I'm used to like moms or...
Yeah, it's a different world when it's a high schooler.
Very different. But now that we're on, like, we've had a few sessions together, they're starting to open up more. And it's just, I don't know, like God lets me feel a little bit, just a little bit of what he feels. Mm. Like the hunger they have for learning the truth and just like... I felt sadness in my heart of like, okay, these kids are not having in their homes like good examples of what we should be doing, right? Of what our marriages should look like. And I didn't either. And the TOB helped me with that, right? Mm-hmm. And also examples. I didn't mention this, but my husband's brother was already married when we were dating. And he and his wife are a beautiful example of a holy marriage. And when I went to their house, I immediately was like, okay, this is it. Yeah. Like, this is what I want. So we need examples of good marriages, good families. And these kids are thirsting for the truth and to know God and to know what God's plan is for us, for our vocations, for our bodies. Like, what's his plan? It's not what you're seeing in social media, in the culture, in movies. It's not. Like, he has a greater purpose.
And if all they're being fed is junk food.
Exactly.
And that's all that they know exists. Mm. Then that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't know that there's steak and potatoes and whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And they, like, I was telling them, like, you're listening to this, to this teaching right now in high school, like, now's the time. Mm-hmm. Like, embrace this, because the decisions and the things you do right now matter for the future.
Yeah.
So I think they're getting this teaching at the perfect time.
Yeah.
Right.
That's beautiful. Okay. And so then one day I sent you a random text message. You want to tell them that part of the story?
Which one?
Where I was like, I feel like the Lord is anointing your speaking, and I want to come to your house and I want to pray with you. And it's a good thing we're still friends after that you were like, you've lost your ever loving mind.
Because it comes and goes, right? The believing the lies, like, you're not worthy. Mm. Who are you to be teaching this? And I didn't feel equipped, but a friend told me, God doesn't send the equipped, he equips the called.
Yeah, he doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called.
And I was like, okay. But when you sent me that message, I think it was like definitely the Holy Spirit, because it was like right on time when I needed like something like that.
Yeah, we were doing a session in our encounter class, and it was about, what was it, Kendra? Like sharing like the anointing that God's put on you and giving it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And imparting it. That's the word. Yeah. Imparting your anointing onto someone else. And we all have anointings, right? Different types of giftings. And so it's not like you have to have some special gift in order to do this. And I just really felt like God was saying it was Roxy. Like, give Roxy has an anointing gift of teaching, and she needs to know she has this gifting. Mm. And so it's funny every once in a while when the Lord is like, let's go. And I was like, okay. And so I just went over there and we prayed together, and it was just this beautiful moment where I was like, Roxy, something amazing is coming. Mm. And I still feel you're like a couple of years before you see this massive shift. But like, he's just slowly planting these seeds in your heart, and you're just saying yes, like one step at a time, one step at a time. And even when it gets scared, it's almost like you're like a little child that just like, you get scared and you pull back, and then you put your hand back up and you hold his hand again. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, I'll take another step with you, Lord. Different. And then you kind of get like this just sweet little innocence of a child of fear. Mm-hmm. And that day was just one of those moments where I saw these like chains fall off of you, and you were like living in a moment of freedom. And it was so exciting, like for me, like just to see the Holy Spirit like whoosh come into you. And I see in your future that like the Lord will use you to invite people into knowing his heart in such a deeper way.
Thank you. That was very, very special that day that you came.
It was cool.
Yeah. I needed to hear, like, you can do this.
Yeah.
Like, God is giving you authority to do this.
Yeah.
And
he wants you. He desires your heart to say yes to this.
Because it's hard to believe in yourself, right?
Yeah.
If someone doesn't tell you, like, you can do this.
You can.
God wants you to do this, yeah.
And I think sometimes when we see people who are, like, you know, working for the Lord, or like have this like gift of prayer or whatever they have, or like, oh, they've always had it. That's just how they were born. Mm. And that's not the case. That's not how God operates. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to like sit across from her and say, Roxy, I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to read scripture. I didn't know anything until the Holy Spirit just put it in me and he wants to put it in you too. And so it was like this moment of that, like, okay, I guess cool. But I think it's like such a message for all of us too, of like, he doesn't just call certain people, like he wants to partner with everybody. And the way he partners with us will look different, right? Like he's not calling everybody to preach and teach and to, you know, be theology of the body teacher on, you know, to teens. That's a hard thing, by the way.
It's hard.
I've done a lot of teaching in my life. I've never given a talk on theology of the body to teens. That's not that's easy. Hard. You've done some theology of the body teaching, but that's hard. But yeah, but there's always something that the Lord is inviting us to. And so we kind of wanted to share, Roxy, with you guys to just say, like, what is it that he's calling you to?
And I think the thing that you said, having a Marian posture to let it go from your head to your heart. And then taking a Petrine posture. I love that imagery. Which
Petrine is Peter. So Peter was like cut off the ear of the sword, soldier kind of posture.
I love that imagery. Because not only with learning new things, you know, taking the Marian posture and then letting it marinate, but I think also with just going on this journey of like, Lord, what is within me that you have placed for me to use for you? And like you said, Megan, it's not all going to look the same. It can't.
It wouldn't make sense if the body we all did the same
Christ, like we're all different parts. It's and each part serves its purpose very specifically. And sometimes it changes within different stations of life wherever you are. But to have that Marian posture is so important, to let the things that God is teaching you sink into your heart so that you can't, like, to empower you to shift into that Petrine posture too.
And what is it that gives you that burning in your heart that Roxy talked about? Like, this all started with when she heard theology of the body, her heart was burning within her. Is there something that makes your heart burn? Like, maybe it's thinking about cooking, or like maybe there's a, something, if you have a gifting of cooking and the Lord's like, I want you to come cook with me. I want you to come cook food for the homeless. Or maybe it's thinking about like children at the border, or maybe it's thinking about the pro-life, you know, wanting to protect the unborn. Like, is there something that when that word pops up, you automatically feel this like, that might be where the Lord's inviting you to. So go deeper with that.
It's been very gentle and like, I don't know, like the whole plan. So it's little by little. Like, I don't.
Can you imagine if the Lord had given you the plan?
Oh, yeah.
You would have been like, and I'm out. Zero chance. Zero chance I'm doing that.
Taking my free will card right now and I'm going to use it.
So he had to be gentle. Like, he knew that's what your heart needed.
And it's, gentle and little by little. And trusting, like, it's a school of trust, right?
Surrender. I still feel like the Lord can do so much with a surrendered heart. And if we want to see the Lord move, we have to say, Lord, I trust you. Like, if you want to see the Lord move in your life, then tell him, I'm all in. Like, Lord, I trust you for whatever you want, wherever your calling is, whatever your will, I want what you want more than what I want.
And it is scary.
It's terrifying.
Right? It is very scary. And there's like, we all have to see like, okay, what wounds I have in my heart that make me not trust him. So I have I had to work on that a lot. Like, okay, what's going on? Heal that, and that opens my heart more to receive him more.
Well, even that day, I just remembered when we prayed together. Remember, I started to do the impartation prayer, and she was like, no, 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 no. Like, she wasn't ready for it.
I wasn't ready.
And I was like, oh, okay, okay, step back, take a step back. And I said something about praying for surrender, and she wasn't ready for that either. And it was like, I was coming in like a train, and she was like, hold on. And so we had to like take a step back and really like think, okay, like, Lord, what is it that Roxy's heart needs right now? And there was like a real deep fear of, if I say yes to the Lord, then what? Am I saying yes to heartache? Am I saying yes to, and that was like a lie that the enemy had put in your heart. Right. And so we walked through that and renounced it. And that was when I saw this like major shift happen. It was powerful.
I needed that for sure.
And I think we all do, right? Like, that's a prayer that everybody prays at some point in their lives of like, Lord, I don't know if I can trust you. Can I trust you? And letting him show you that, like,
And it's trustworthy. Going back and forth, because hard things are going to come. But just looking back and remembering like, wow, he was there. Like he was always faithful. I can trust him. I can, if something bad happens again, he is going to be there with me in the cross.
Absolutely. Thank you, Roxy. You did so good. I feel like this is like Roxy's beginning of her Instagram thing of like, I don't, this is my trying public speaking today. Like, and we all get to cheer for you and be like, you did it, Roxy. You're so proud of you.
This is good job. This is fun. Now I want my own podcast.
Yeah. Next step. Thank you. I'm excited to see where the Lord takes you. It's going to be fun.
Thank you. Thank you both for being so supportive.
Should we do what's God doing in your heart now?
Sure.
So y'all go first.
Okay. We always end with what's God doing in your heart. I can go first.
Okay.
So I started graduate school on Wednesday and which was really exciting, right? I talked about that on the last podcast about how the Lord had like really like shown up for me and like made it very, very clear. This is where I was supposed to be. So you would think like it's been 20 years since I've been in graduate school and that like the systems and the online programs would be easier to understand. Now they are not.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. You would not believe how much trouble I've had like trying to register, trying to find my class, trying to do, and I'm very tech savvy. I run a podcast, but I cannot figure this out. Oh my. And so anyways, there's just been a lot of learning curve there. And so I was on for the first week and I keep checking and I'm like, okay, well, it looks like we're just supposed to like do this little intro video and we have a reading we're supposed to do. And the reading was 59 pages, which felt like a lot. I was like, okay, 59 pages. I'm going to read 59 pages about the church history and scripture. Here we go. And so I do that and I'm like, you know, okay, if I do 10 pages a day, I'll make it by the end of next week, whatever. Yeah. And so he gives us our assignments on Wednesday. So I thought you have till Wednesday to do it. Well, then I find out last night, not only there was this whole other section of the website that I didn't see, and I was supposed to read another 20 pages of like a Vatican II document. And I was supposed to write like a paragraph and post it on the discussion page. Oh. And I'm like freaking out at this point. Oh my God. And I'm going out of town tomorrow, today, going out of town in like 2 hours. I've not packed anything to speak at a church in Houston. Uh-huh. And I'm like, this is, what have I done? Why am I in graduate school? What have I done? Mm-hmm. And the Lord's like, I put you there. Mm-hmm. I put you there. Calm down. And I'm like, are you sure? This is, I may have lost my mind. And so then this morning I'm like, okay, I wake up early and I'm going to pray and I'm going to do all the things. And I get back on the website again. And I realize not only was all of that, I was supposed to do all that, but it was all due on Saturday.
Oh,
today is Tuesday. So now I am really freaking out because I'm like, why don't you give me from Wednesday to Wednesday? Why Wednesday to Saturday?
Right.
Don't you know people like have lives? Anyways, so I am fully freaking out this morning and I'm like crying and I'm like, I can't do this. And the Lord said to me, you can't do this by yourself. Mm-hmm. But I never asked you to do this by yourself.
Yeah.
And I was like, Lord, I have to write this thing. If you want me to write it, you got to tell me what to write. And so I wrote out the entire thing this morning.
That's awesome.
With good the power job. Of the Holy Spirit. Not on my own. But with I'm like, okay, go to college with Jesus. That's
there you go.
Different. Like, Holy Spirit's going to help me.
I should have taken him with me. And
Where were you when I was in grad school the first time?
There.
He was there. I just didn't know it. So anyways, there was a couple of moments where I was like, I don't think I can do this. And he was like, and he just keeps reminding me of that miracle last week. He's like, and it was almost like my heart needed things to happen the way they did so that I wouldn't run away. Mm-hmm. And I think if I hadn't had that last week, I would have thought for sure this wasn't where I was supposed to
be. Are you talking about the scholarship?
Yeah, the scholarship.
Okay, good. Yeah, this whole time you're telling me, I was like, I'm thinking you just need to go back and look at that picture. Just go back
yes.
and look at the picture.
Yeah.
Go back to the like, picture every time. Yeah.
Because it is scary, right? Like it's trying something new that, and I don't feel like I necessarily fit in this world because I'm very like, follow the Holy Spirit and all about emotion, Jesus. But I love scripture and I love church teaching and I love good theology. Like that's part of my heart, but I'm not like a theologian who's going to sit there and talk about philosophy. Right. Like that's just not my lane.
Yeah.
So I keep having to like go back to that and be like, and this is a classical school, right? So it's like Valor, but Catholic theology teaching. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, you put me here. You put me here for a reason. So anyways, that's where I am right now. And I also felt like I climbed Mount Everest this morning. I was like, I wrote a paper today.
Yes. Good job.
Anyways.
That's impressive. And you took care of sick kids.
Oh yeah.
And you got a shower.
Sick
you,
kids.
You look lovely with makeup and your
thank
hair.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. I really overbooked myself. Oh, the other part that I thought was kind of cool about it is if I do only have my schoolwork from Wednesday to Saturday, he was like, I protected the rest of the week for you to do His Beloved stuff.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Like he kind of whispered that in my heart. Like that's when you do His Beloved. Because that's part of my thing is like, how do I do all the things?
Yeah.
So anyways.
You can't do all the
things. It's a lot. Megan, good for you.
Well, and I have two speaking engagements this week, which is a lot. Like I never do two in a week. So feeling a little overwhelmed, but also like I'm at peace right now. So cool.
Marianne de Petri.
Yes. I like that. I really do.
I do too.
I want to uncross my legs, but I'm afraid if I do, all this stuff's going to go flying off the table. There we go. Okay.
There you go. Good job. Oh, what is God doing in my heart? He's doing a lot of things. so much of this conversation is kind of rooting some things that I could sense were there. So thank you. I don't know how to explain those things, but someday that'll come. But this week, like I said, we went to the March for Life, and the march was incredible. But more than anything, just getting to take young people to this event and hang out with them and just do life with them, but also to see their hearts and encourage them was so life-giving to me, so life-giving to me. And to see areas where I can tell, okay, they are believing lies just by the way they're living their life and operating their life. And it really just, it anchored even deeper a stirring that's been on my heart for a few weeks now, maybe a couple months, of just wanting to walk with them and like speak those things into them and encourage them and like, it's okay, step out here. It's safe, you know? It was just really beautiful and life-giving and something, and you were talking about healing and wounds and stuff. And there's been something that I know that I need to go to. But like, it's one of those things where I know it's there, but it hasn't been time to go there, you know? And, and just like yesterday and today, the Lord's like, okay, like he's, like you were saying, he's just so gentle, so gentle. And he allows things to bubble up and it's time for me to go take the Marian posture and to go there with him in this memory. And with that is a little bit of like trepidation, but also joy, because I know that he's leading me through it and he's taking me through that. And there's going to be healing with it. So
on our Encounter School of Ministry this week, they were talking about like when you're a little kid, and this doesn't happen in Texas, but whatever, happens other places. And there's like a basement in the house and you have to go down to like a scary basement. Could be somewhere else in the house in Texas, but and how scary it is to like go into this dark place and you're terrified to go. But if your dad or your mom goes with you holding your hand, then it's like, oh, I can go and I can face that scary place. And that like, that's Jesus walking us into healing is like, you don't have to go alone because I'm going to hold your hand.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with you. And I'm like, okay, there you go. Like that makes it.
That's a great analogy.
Isn't that a great analogy?
So great.
Just makes it feel like whatever he has, guilty. I can do, you know?
As a mom, when my kids are like, I'm scared. I'm like, you're safe, go to bed.
I mean, we have to sometimes, right?
Literally that happened last night. You're safe, go to bed.
That's so funny.
Okay, so my turn, I guess.
Yeah, what's God doing in your heart,
so
Roxy?
This is like what's happening lately or like
anything, what's even doing this week,
what's
this
even
month?
Doing? Okay.
Yeah. Whatever, this year.
I don't even know what to say, but I guess, so on Sunday, it was my turn because we take turns, Father Enrique and I, to teach like the main teaching of the day because it was mainly about marriage. And it's just like, it moved my heart so much to see how though these teens were impacted by like the videos about this couple, like this married couple, they dance together. Like, well, that's one of like, if you want to have a healthy marriage, dance and like go to dates, like still like you need to like go on dates together.
Yeah.
And they were like, their eyes opened up like, wow, it never occurred that married people should do that, should continue to go on dates. And I'm like, yes, you have to like keep the romance alive.
Yeah.
It is important, right? If we want to make this last forever,
right,
all your life. And so it's just, I guess God is like softening my heart to teens, to not be scared of them, to see their hearts like, this is important that we share this with them right now. So I don't know, just like encouragement and just feeling like, okay, teens are not as scary as I thought at first. I mean, so I guess
they're pretty great too.
They are. It's great. And they're open to listening and they want to know what's the plan, right? For that God has for us. So I guess that's what he's doing in my heart, softening it.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. That's beautiful.
Teens,
Well, thank you for your yes on so many different levels. Thank you for sharing your heart with us. And there's so many beautiful little nuggets that struck my heart that I'm excited to go sit with.
Me too.
Thank you,
Roxy. I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see where the Lord takes you next, gently, just guiding you like a little child.
Thank you for trusting in me and inviting me. This was fun.
Absolutely.
I did it.
You did it. Yay, Roxy. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Every chance we get to meet with you and talk about Jesus just brings so much joy to our hearts. I pray that the revival is coming, and I pray that the revival is coming through you. Did you know that you're part of this? I pray that every single day you grow more in love with Jesus, you hear his voice more, you follow him more, and I pray that this podcast is helping you a little bit along that way. If you are liking what you're hearing, we would love for you to share it with a friend. We would love for you to make a review on your podcast app, Apple, Spotify, whatever podcast app you use, and we would love for you to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and email us if you ever have any questions or you just want to share what God did in your heart today during the episode. See you next week.